We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joe. All right, because we did not have pet talk, although the Red Sox played like dogs on Saturday, we decided to bring our friend Dr. Andrew Dennis Levine in, DVM, Bloomfield Animal Hospital, co-host of Pet Talk on WTIC. Good morning, doctor. How are you?
Hiya.
I'm wonderful. Good morning to both of you.
Thank you. So we want to talk about the fact, the story that kind of took us by surprise, Andrea. People have been getting sick from infected dog treats.
Yes.
People eating dog treats? What's going on here?
I did.
No. They're not doing it intentionally. The big problem that we're seeing is a bacterium called Salmonella, which
yes.
you've probably heard of.
Yes, oh, yes. Caused, exactly.
You know, cause food poisoning, and there's different species of Salmonella, but what we're finding is that this organism is in a dog treat called pig's ears. Not one of my favorites. They literally are pig ears.
Yeah, big,
and,
too.
Yeah, I mean, and dogs do enjoy them. They do, you know, it keeps young puppies. Joe, you've had Ray, you had a young puppy. You know, it keeps them busy, and people like them because it keeps them, allows them to chew. But this is the treat that we're finding, this organism. And it's not only that dogs are getting infected by it, but we're seeing a big problem with humans that just touch the treats. Or
really?
I mean, they just hand it to the dog, and then they don't wash their hands, and then they're getting infected with it.
Whoa. You know, I was reading about it. It was fun. Well, not funny, but I was on YouTube one afternoon, and there was this vet does a pet show, I think, online in England, and she had been bitten by a dog, and I mean that can be serious. I mean, they talk about infection and everything else.
It really is serious. I was just at a convention in Washington D.C. and I had them run my rabies titer because I've been vaccinated for rabies. But you know, so that's one of the things we have to be worried about. But I've been kicked by horses, stomped down by cows. The only thing that put me in the hospital was a cat bite right on the tip of my finger.
Really?
Yeah, the infectious diseases were my, you know, physicians. It was a little kitten that bit me on the tip of my finger. So it's a dangerous profession. We always have to be on guard.
Guess so.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, yes, I would agree. You have a dangerous profession. I don't think anybody's going to disagree with you on that. So how do pet owners or dog owners make sure that they don't have infected dog treats, which I can't think, Andrea, is good for the dog either?
No, it's not. And dogs are getting sick from it as well. I think the reason why we've got the CDC and FDA involved in this is because, again, so many people, there's been over 150 humans in 33 states and that have been infected by this. So you really don't know by just looking at them. At first, it was the ones that were like in these big bins when you walked into the pet store, and you know, places like Pet Supplies Plus did remove them earlier in July. We've been following the story for a while, and now more and more people are recalling them on a voluntary basis. But you know, you have to be. When you're immunocompromised or young like children, there have been over 24 children under the age of 5 that have been infected. So, you know, if you are showing symptoms like, you know, the typical GI symptoms, you know,
right,
nauseous,
exactly.
vomiting, sure. diarrhea, you know, you really should call your physician. And as far as dogs are concerned, again, if they're acting lack of appetite and diarrhea, they should call their veterinarian. And what we're also seeing, that people that are taking care of dogs that may be infected, they're getting sick just from taking care of the dog, not necessarily handling
really?
Treats. Yeah.
So,
again, you just have to be very careful. You know, if you do have any pig treats in your, pig ears in your home, don't touch them. That's the recommendation from the FDA and the CDC. You know, basically,
right.
if you can just throw them out.
Can I say something really stupid? Like when I was about 6 or 7, Kennel Ration used to sell these doggy treats, and they were like beef and fish and, you know, all cheese, all that stuff. They all tasted the same. But that's why I know, because we tried them. And that was probably that was probably a stupid thing to do, wasn't it?
You know, that probably explains why we were so into the beefaroni at the holiday store.
But they were so cool looking. You're saying, oh, man, look at this, like a little lamb chop here. Let's try it.
God, how could you do?
Because you experiment.
Not with dog food.
Sure you do. It's all we had in the house.
Oh, yeah, people do.
Oh, I know.
My sister talked me into it.
Oh, sure, blame your sister. That's nice. That's a good way to go. Well, the good news is the Red Sox won't get beat till 4:05 on Saturday. Is this a week for you, or is it the other show?
I will be on the air, and we'll talk about this. And we're going to also talk about, you know, some of the things that people need to be careful with their pets around the summertime, besides just the heat.
Yes.
There's other problems that we have, too. So we'll talk about that. Okay. And the main thing is I love talking to people. Have them call in and ask their questions on Saturday at 2 o'clock.
See, you're the direct opposite of our show. We don't like to talk to people.
No, we don't.
We barely like to talk to each other.
By invitation only.
So your show is a direct opposite of what we like to do.
That's good. But you can call up. It's a good thing. And by the way, one thing I just learned with little Lily is, you know, you take them out onto the street for a walk and their feet burn. You know, they get really hot. And she gets home and sticks her, you know, feet in the water bowl.
You know, of course she does. She's a smart pup.
I guess she is.
A smart pup.
But what's she doing with us?
Well, the other thing I just wanted to mention so we can get a little bit back on track is that the same thing, and when you talk about eating treats, in terms of dog treats, you know, that's where I am a little bit concerned about raw diets. You've heard about feeding raw diets.
Right.
Because, you know, again, kids handle these things, immunocompromised individuals, people that are sick. So,
not good.
Just wash your hands. Yeah. Wash your hands, whatever you do with your pets.
Always.
Sounds good. All right, thanks, Andrea. We'll talk to you soon.
And don't let little kitties bite you, okay? Exactly. But this is a sample of the stuff that you get on Saturday afternoon when she's on.
Right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.